Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Berta Cáceres, the Goldman Prize and the current situation in Honduras. The 2015 Goldman Prize awarded to Honduran activist Berta Cáceres shed light on the social struggle of the country 6 years after the coup d'etat and was granted in a moment of mobilizations by the people against corruption, which is common in other countries of the region, such as Guatemala. It also came in a moment where the U.S. Southern Command is carrying out a new military deployment in several countries of the region, and a few weeks before the visit of Catholic Pope Francis, Argentinian José Bergoglio to Latin America, which was generated great expectations within the popular movements due to the Pope's sensitivity over key issues for the territorial resistance movements. In an interview with Real World Radio from Honduras, Berta, a leader of the Civic Council of Popular and Indigenous Organizations of Honduras, COPIN, said that the cases of corruption in Honduras have generated numerous mobilizations and will continue to do so with the participation of the members of the resistance process in the territories. There are also mobilizations being planned at regional level, which would cover Honduras, Guatemala, and southern Mexico, said the Lenca activist. The Goldman Prize strengthened the organizational process of COPIN and served to provide stability to our organization, which is under permanent mobilization. We never stop, with or without prize, said Berta. And she added that the situation is serious in Honduras and that the mobilization includes both the organized and the non-organized people, who are denouncing in a unanimous way President Juan Orlando Hernández for his participation in corruption cases, among them the looting of the Honduran Social Security funds, which has caused the death of thousands of people in the country. Part of these funds went to finance the electoral campaign of Hernández himself. In a few days, this will be defined as a movement with stronger actions, said Berta.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words, building popular communications by FOI.